That's right, it's 9 o'clock. All you Van Halen fanatics. It's Van Halen week here again at 95.5 KLOS. And right now, if you call up, you call 25, 1-800-95-5-KLOS. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to either the San Manuel Amphitheater show on July 11th or Verizon Wireless Amphitheater on July 14th. It's your choice of venue. Just be caller 25 right now, 1-800-955-5567. More chances to win at noon and 5 with OBC and Gary. All right, let's get the Moy Wonder in here. Matt Moy.
There he is.
Hey, Matt Moy.
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Big superstar now. I'm surprised you came back and visit us.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, look at you.
I know that guy.
You know Eric?
Yeah, we used to work together way back when.
Oh, my.
So
his career went one way and yours went another.
Yeah,
another
absolutely. Yeah. This is great right here. I love this.
You guys started out, what, acting on stuff together?
Yeah. We used to do a little web series.
What was
together.
It called?
Squatters.
Yeah, I saw
we
that.
We know Squatters.
Yeah, that's a good show.
It's
too bad
great.
To get a second season.
Dang I think it. Didn't I feel like they were going in that direction though.
But then they lost you to CBS and two broke girls.
There you go, Matt
Moy.
Sorry.
So you ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now he's here.
Congratulations on your success. You play Han, right?
Yeah.
And how many seasons now?
We just finished season 4 and we're going on to season 5.
Oh, that's syndication money. You get
yeah,
your season 5.
We're almost there at syndication. We're like waiting like four or five episodes. We're like
almost. And then you're like,
then you're going to buy yourself something cool, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Have you
I
done
think
that?
I'll take a nap. That's what I'll do.
Have you made a purchase just to celebrate
yes.
you and your accomplishments?
I bought my very first own car. Usually my parents bought my car.
Right, of course, yeah.
And I've had that car for years. I still drive it around, but I bought a BMW, a hardtop BMW convertible.
Wow.
Nice.
I just like to sit in it in my garage. top down.
Eric does that in his car, too, but he has the garage door closed and the car's running.
Oh.
Sometimes I do that and I take naps.
That's so relaxing. We're out like a
Don't
light.
Don't forget your alarm, though. You always got to make sure you
right?
set the alarm on
or
the phone.
Or bite on an orange. Or what is it? What is it, citrus?
Bite on an orange. No, you're asleep. You're passed out.
That's a different thing.
That's
altogether.
A different thing. I always
know. That for torture?
That's for the autoerotic asphyxiation. That you gotta bite the lemon so you don't completely pass out while you hang yourself.
These are tips that
you
I
You know how
on
they serve
show?
Oranges after like a Chinese
yeah,
dinner?
Yeah, right. You'll never look at them the same way again. You're gonna be like, I should take one of those to go.
Mm. You were born in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Chinese descent.
Yeah.
And then you went to college and studied Japanese.
In UC Davis,
What'd
yeah.
your family think about that?
They just thought as long as I was doing a good job. They didn't. They knew I didn't really want to. Well, actually, I did want to study Chinese, but not.
Well, you probably spoke Chinese.
No,
growing
I don't
up in
speak
your
any Chinese. My parents didn't really speak Chinese to me.
What?
And I was pretty resistant to learning Chinese when I was a kid. I just didn't want to go to Chinese school. It was like Sunday school, you know. I didn't
oh,
want to do it. So
I get it.
I regret it now. I totally wish I knew Chinese. Actually, I'm going to China later this summer for the very first time. So I'm like trying to brush up on my Chinese, which is non-existent.
It's non-existent.
Are you a superstar in China?
Apparently I am.
Oh, yeah.
That
I'm like
is
a beetle
awesome.
There. It's weird. Like, I was at Universal... the Hollywood Horror Nights this last Halloween, and there were like 7 girls waiting in line, like maybe 10 people in front of me. And then all of a sudden, they, you know, they're turning around, they're looking all coy, and they're
no.
like, are you Hen? Are you Hen? I'm like, that's not even the way you say my name, but yeah, that's me. The minute I said yes, they like screamed like,
And got pictures.
And then
everything.
They took out their selfie stick. Mm. And they all wanted to take a picture with me as a group and then individually. And there was like 7 of them.
Wow, that's fame.
It that's was uncomfortable. Fame, I felt bad getting in front of those people. Like the other people in front of me in line.
Yeah, but that's you're famous. You get to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't leave the house now. When you go to China, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah,
you're looking forward to it. You're loving this, aren't you?
I'm going to crowd surf when I get off the plane.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about apologizing, and usually the apology is more for the person who committed whatever wrong.
Yeah.
And so is there somebody that you would like to just apologize to right now, because they're probably listening to the show, that you never did get a chance to apologize to?
Well, usually when I do something wrong, I apologize right away or I own up to whatever I do. I'm not one of those people, like, I don't get... the whole denial and blame shifting thing to another person, so I just own up to it. So I
maybe
can't...
About, maybe to your parents for not studying Chinese. That might be a good place to start, Matt Moy.
I have not owned up to that yet. I'm sorry,
Mom and
Dad.
I think I'm going to study Japanese.
Well, it's like studying Spanish, you know? I was really good at Japanese in high school because that was offered, and nobody really offered just Cantonese anywhere. It's all Mandarin now. And so I was
Frank
just like...
Frank speaks Mandarin.
I know. Let's say one thing.
What do you say?
Learn kong ping kao mgoy.
Do you know what he said?
You said thank you for something.
Two beers, please.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Boy, Matt. So, either
please or thank you is in there.
Mgoy,
two beers, thank
you. Mgoy, yeah.
Thank you. Two beers, thank you.
Mgoy is thank you?
There you go.
I thought that's Cantonese.
Oh, no, that is Cantonese. Yes,
yeah, it's not Mandarin.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you mean?
I can hear it.
It's regional. See, he understands.
So when you go to China, because I honestly don't know. So when you go to China, it's as if you're going to go in the United States somewhere where you go southern and it's like, hi, y'all, how are you?
Oh, I love the South.
So, but over there, it's the same way. Depending on where you are in the country, it'll be different dialect.
Well, yeah. And see, the reason why Chinese is so hard for me, it's like, they're like four different dialects in like Chinese, like in one language. And I can't hear it. I'm pretty tone deaf. Like, you could say the word ma, and that means horse one way, and it means your mother in another way. Ooh. So if you don't say it right, you're screwed.
Matt Moy hanging out with us. He currently stars as Han on the show Two Broke Girls, a very popular show going into its fifth season. The show airs Mondays at 8 p.m. on CBS, and you currently voice Lars on the animated series Steven Universe.
Yes, I love that show. It's such a cute, funny, heartwarming show. Yeah, it's done by one of the animators moved on to do from Adventure Time, which is a hugely popular Cartoon Network show, to do her own show. So it's a woman's, it's created by a woman, and it's called Steven Universe. It's really cute. I love that show.
So what's Lars' voice sound like?
Oh, Lars, he's the bully, which is totally opposite from Han. He's the bully who works at the donut shop, and he's like, come on, Steven, you don't need to eat a donut with like three hot dogs. You're already pretty large, you know?
Have you always wanted to do voiceover work as well?
I actually moved here for voiceover. I kind of sidestepped into on camera.
What else have you done?
For voiceover? I haven't done much, which is why I had to go into on camera, because I really went into on camera because I needed money to pay rent. So... And then just wound up being wildly more successful than voiceover. But I've done Kung Fu Panda. I've done a lot of video games that you've never
There's a lot of money in that when you voice a video game.
Yeah, a lot of video games. I could have done that in San Francisco, too. Yeah, video games are so widely... They're almost like movies now.
Yeah, almost bigger than movies, I think, as far as how much money they pull in. Yeah. You ready to do five questions with Matt Moy?
Sure.
All right, answer these as honestly as you can.
Rock and roll.
All right. If you could go back in time and kill Adolf Hitler, would you do it?
I would want to meet him and talk to him first, because I would find him so fascinating.
Think you had a point?
I wouldn't kill him because I don't like killing people, but...
Really?
You
wouldn't? Okay. Next question. If you could travel back in time, would you abolish slavery?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, let's see. When was the last time you did any deep tongue kissing?
New Year's Eve.
Really?
New Year's, yeah.
Yeah? Really?
There's a funny story behind that. Oh, maybe I shouldn't tell that. No, I'll tell that story. So I had like 9 glasses of wine on New Year's Eve, and the ball dropped. And you know how everybody starts blowing their horns, going, Happy New Year, whatever. All of a sudden, this lady comes from the side, and she starts kissing me. And... She was like an older lady.
Yeah.
And then she did it for a second time. And I was like, okay, now I'm done. I don't know you that well. And then you know that look? I'm going to look at you because it's more fun that way. You know when a girl gives you that look, she does like the triangular effect. She looks at your eyes and your mouth. And it's like you've hooked her, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh.
You're going in for the third one.
You kissed her too good, Matt.
And then that's when she like pushed her tongue down my throat.
Yeah.
And like wagged it a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Then I was like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you.
How old was she? Was she really old?
I don't know.
Was she Asian?
No, she was Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Okay. She was really old, gray hair?
No, I don't know how old.
You were drunk.
You had 9 glasses of wine. He's like,
I don't know.
All right, next question. Questions with Matt Moy. When searching for porn on the internet, have you ever typed in the phrase Easter Bunny?
No.
Really?
That intrigues me now.
Really?
What would come out?
I don't know.
Eggs? candy? Little eggs that are Whoppers?
Speaking of that, last question. Would you ever eat brown sesame seeds?
Haven't I eaten those already? What?
Brown sesame seeds?
I've eaten black sesame seeds. It tastes really? Like peanut butter. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, it has lots of fiber. It's good in your smoothies. Hmm. Yep.
Wow. Well, thanks, Matt, for coming in. Thanks for answering the questions.
You're welcome.
Matt Moy, ladies and gentlemen, he is a star of Two Broke Girls, plays Han Mondays, 8 p.m. on CBS. And be sure and check out the Cartoon Network for Steven Universe, where he plays the voice of Lars.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Matt. So much, Matt. We're going to come right back. We're out of here, Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.